This is the local VK5 news segment. And now from Wison, SA.
Good morning, fellow ham radio operators and hobbyists. This is VK5 LSB, and my name is David with some news and notes on behalf of Wison Australia and its committee. Don't forget tonight, Sunday the 2nd July, the Wison Australia Net will be held at 2000 hours local time, utilising the Adelaide Link Repeater Network, and we look forward to chatting to you all on the net tonight from around 2000 hours local time. A date for your diaries and calendar. The next Wison Australia social get-together will be held on Saturday the 29th of July 2023. Please note the change, as the date was previously promoted to be held on the 15th of July, but has been changed to the 29th of July due to the clash with the AHAR's buy and sell. The doors will be opening around 10 a.m. on the 29th of July for coffee and chat prior to official proceedings down at the Scouts SA Adventurous Activity Centre, which is located at Anderson Avenue, North Gurnell. Our presenter for the day will be Mr. Steph Daniels, VK5 HSX, from the South Coast Club. He'll be providing hands-on assistance to setting up your APRS programming settings on your APRS radio or other equipment that you may have that is APRS capable. He will also assist fellow ham radio operators to program the APR settings in their equipment. This is truly a hands-on education skills sharing day. The day will finish off with a free complimentary barbecue sausage sizzle, soft drinks, etc. And no amateur or guest will go home hungry or thirsty on the day. We look forward to your attendance on this day. We thank Scouts South Australia for providing excellent facilities for our use. The next planned Wison Australia event is the MSS Barossa Rally Sprint, which is being held over the 16th to 17th September 2023 up at Tanunda and surrounds within the Barossa Valley region. There are still a few volunteer vacancies for volunteer ham radio operators to assist in this event, and we look forward to hearing from you if you can assist. Please note a fuel reimbursement contribution provided to all volunteers and ham radio operators who assist with this event. You can register for this event by contacting the President of Wison Australia via the contacts links of the Wison SA webpage, or just Google us, or check out the Wison Australia on our Facebook page. Also, you can register on the Rally SA website and just Google for Rally SA and click on the register link and click on the Wison volunteer link. I would like to remind you that tonight, Sunday the 2nd of July, the Wison Australia Net will be held at 2000 hours local time, utilising the Adelaide Link Repeater Network, and we look forward to chatting to you all on the net tonight from 2000 hours. This has been David, VK5 LSB, and on behalf of the Wison Australia Committee, saying thank you for listening and looking forward to volunteering alongside you in the field or at the next event. 73 all.
And now, let's hear from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Hello club members, fellow amateur operators and everyone. This is John, VK5RJ, with this week's news from AHARS. I'm preparing this on Friday, so I can just trust that the Saturday tech session yesterday by Paul, VK5PH, on CW Renaissance, A Practical Approach, was well attended. Having seen his notes and slides, there's a wealth of information there. We've now sold all tables for the AHARS public buy and sell on Saturday the 15th of July. It should be a good day for all. No selling before the appointed opening hour. We still need helpers on the day and are looking for members to put up their hand, give us an hour of their time to help set up, pack up, or even just man the AHARS tables to give others a bit of a break. Please drop Jeff, VK5JB, an email at jeffb.100@bigpond.com. That's Golf Echo Oscar Foxtrot Foxtrot Bravo .100@bigpond.com if you can help. We've been asked to post the information for our regular weekly nets, so here it is. Monday night AHARS 2 meter net 147.00 on VK5RAD at 2000. It's a general chat about what we've all been doing and everything that is anything that is of interest. It's open to all registered amateurs, and we especially welcome new and recently licensed people to join in and overcome the jitters of being on air. You don't have to be an AHARS member to join in, so please come on air. The Boat Anchor Net, conducted by VK5LB Dean on 3.62 MHz every Tuesday evening at 19:30, one of the longest running nets on the airwaves anywhere. Come up and say hello if you've got 80 metre capability. The ANZA DX net. The ANZA, Australian, New Zealand and Africa net, runs every day on 14.183 MHz at 0515 UTC, with an early check-in at 0500 UTC. It's a list net and one has to wait one's turn to give reports, etc. There are check-ins from all over the world, anywhere from 15 to 35 per day, and it would be a great platform for those wanting to work towards their DXCC awards. Paul, VK5PAS, and Shirley, VK5YL, alternate as net controllers on Thursday, which is Ladies' Day. It'd be fantastic if other YLs could join in, especially on these days, but all are welcome any day. As always, if you've got anything of interest or any exciting news, please let me know so we can share things with all our members. I'm currently in Victoria as you're listening to this. We're in Melbourne to pick up our new camper trailer, and we plan to spend a week or so returning up the Great Ocean Road, so there won't be any mails and further broadcasts till after I get home around the 12th, or thereabouts. And that's all for now from me, so keep happy and making contacts, and stay away from COVID and other nasty bugs. Cheers and 73 from VK5RJ and AHARS for this week.
And from the South Coast Radio Club.
Hi all, this is Nathan, VK5DAD from the South Coast Amateur Radio Club. Currently at our Wollongi Hill repeater site, we have some tower works being completed. The 2-metre repeater and APRS system are currently on backup antennas and should be back up to full use in August. The C4FM 70cm repeater is at full capacity. On Thursday the 6th of July, starting at 7:30pm, at Seaford Meadow Scout Hall, our club rooms, we have a tech talk by Nathan VK5DAD on C4FM, YSX and YSS systems. On Sunday the 16th of July, we have our Bunnings barbecue at Seaford Meadows Bunnings. Come and say hi. SCARC is currently working on the Fluorio linked repeater system. Please stay tuned for more information. 73s from Nathan, VK5DAD at the South Coast Amateur Radio Club.
And let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with a weekly update from the Southeast Radio Group. Our group has been very lucky over the last few months in that we have welcomed two or three new members into the fold. We also have two or three more who have expressed interest in obtaining a licence and or joining the club. We are not sure what has prompted this upsurge of interest, but we certainly welcome these inquiries and will do all that we can to make them feel welcome and assist in any way to make their amateur radio journey a memorable one. I see that the International Lighthouse and Lightship Weekend is approaching, Saturday the 19th and Sunday the 20th of August 2023. Our group has not been involved in this weekend activity in any capacity over the last few years, but we used to activate the Cape Jaffa Lighthouse in Kingston South East on a regular basis. With the recent improvement of conditions on HF, it might be time to have a look at this again. We do not seem to be anywhere near as active with field days now either, and I suspect that it is because we're all getting older. Oops, I should have said none of us are getting any younger. In the past, members of the Southeast Radio Group have fared very well in almost all contests, but we seem to have dropped the ball somewhat in recent times. Luckily, we have seen a bit of an influx of some younger members recently, and with a bit of luck, they may be interested in picking up the ball and running with it once they have a bit of experience under their belts. Also, with a bit of luck, Nick S. will find himself with a shiny new call sign sometime this week. We hope that the powers that be see fit to grant him his number one pick, and we look forward to welcoming him into the bands. Our hard-working education officer, Tim, VK5AV, is busy behind the scenes helping a couple of others to prepare for their entry-level exams. We wish those fellas all the very best. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the Southeast Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say 73 from Surge.
And now, some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning, this is Mark VK5QI for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group. VI-25 AREG is now active. This is a celebration of AREG's 25th anniversary, and our special event call sign will be active on the bands from the 1st of July through to the 31st of August. You can expect to find VI-25 AREG all around the amateur radio spectrum on HF, 6 meters, satellites, repeaters, digital voice, and much more. We'll have QSL cards available for contacts with the special event call, and even some certificates for those who make contact with us on a range of different modes. If you're listening to the broadcast on Sunday morning, then you'll be able to find VI-25 AREG on the 6 meters on 53.1 AM around 10:30 AM. We'll also be running nets on the Central VK5 Link repeater network at 10 AM Saturday morning, starting on the 8th of July. The best place to find out where to hear VI-25 AREG is the AREG website, where we have a blog post updated with the most recent planned activations. Coming up on the Friday the 14th of July will be the return of the AREG monthly car-based fox hunts, where there'll be three transmitters hidden around the Adelaide area to find. We start these at the North Adelaide Aquatic Centre car park at 6:30 PM with liaison on the VK5 RSB 70cm repeater during the hunt. The frequencies of the foxes are 145.3, 144.39 and 439.4 MHz, with more details on the AREG website. For those AREG members that took part in our recent VK3 YNG sniffer group buy, this is a great opportunity to get them out of their packaging and give them a go. The next AREG meeting will be held on Friday the 21st of July at the Fulham Community Centre. This will be AREG's AGM, which will include the election of a new committee. The AGM presentation will be from Paul Simmons, VK5PAS, on the Troubridge Island de-expedition. Paul was unable to present at the May meeting and has offered to present at the July AGM instead, so thanks very much to Paul. Paul will talk about how the expedition was planned, what antennas and equipment they used on the island, and discuss the results of the expedition and the lessons learned. Doors open at 7:15 PM and the presentation kicks off at 7:45. Everyone is welcome to attend. If you've never come along to one of our meetings, we'd love to see you there, and all guests are welcome. For our remote members, the meeting will be broadcast on Zoom, and we'll also try and get this live streamed on YouTube as well. As usual, for more information on this and other upcoming events, check out the AREG website at www.areg.org.au. This has been Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Now, news from the Northeast Radio Club.
Good morning again. Here is this week's news from NERC. Well, another successful NERC social event was held last Friday for lunch and chat. It was almost a full house, and we had to find more tables than that which was ordered. This proves that the social side of amateur radio is sorely needed, where wives and friends can gather outside our normal meetings. The absence of Les, alias Sir Lunchalot, was evident. He had not returned from his northern safari. All reports so far show that he still has all his arms and feet. The next regular meeting of the club will be held Friday the 14th of July. More info in next week's news. The club VHF repeater has been suffering interference from this broadcast, and we have to have this problem resolved in the coming days. Well, that's all the news for this week. So until next time, this has been Brian, VK5VI, for the Northeast Radio Club.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.